Thank you, Ruth. This morning, welcome you to our Thanksgiving service. And if you don't have one of these, you need one, because it's going to be congregational participation. If you look at this, you'll see under reading from God's law, a rather lengthy portion. That is the Song of Moses. And if you look on the right-hand side, about halfway down, you'll see three diacritical marks. That's when everybody is quiet but me, because it's going to be in unison from the beginning to in the midst of the sea. And after I say the narrative part, then you'll see diacritical marks that go the other way. It says, "Sing to the Lord." That's for the women only. And the reason that is because that, according to Exodus 15, was the antiphonal response by the women to the Song of Moses. You may notice also that there's no sermon, and that's because the whole service is going to focus on singing. The Song of Moses is the first song in the Bible. There's over 200 songs in the Bible, and 40 of them are commands. And you will notice for the rest of the passages that we read, there's a phrase in all of them called a new song. The new song is what the redeemed sing. And it's multiple times in the book of Psalms, and it's twice in the book of Revelation. And you need to pay attention as I read to the new song. And the Song of Moses is mentioned in Revelation 15. It's the first song that's mentioned, and it's also the last song mentioned. Revelation 15, and they sing the Song of Moses, the servant of God, and the Song of the Lamb, saying, "Great and amazing are your deeds." So this is our service, and I hope that you sing our hymns lustily and that we have a joyous time together. After all, the scriptures tell us that we're to rejoice in the Lord always and in everything give thanks. And today is the opportunity that we will give thanks. There's going to be, at least as far as I understand, there's going to be no confession of sin, and it's all going to be singing and rejoicing. So let's stand for the call to worship. Shout for joy in the Lord, O you righteous. Praise befits the upright. Give thanks to the Lord with the lyre. Make melody to him with the harp of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully on the strings with loud shouts. For the word of the Lord is upright, and all his work is done in faithfulness.
Yeah.
waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Thank you. You may be seated. And at this time, we will read in unison the Song of Moses. Then Moses and the children of Israel sang this song to the Lord and spoke, saying, I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him. My father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the sea. The depths have covered them. They sank to the bottom like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, has dashed the enemy in pieces. And in the greatness of your excellence, you have overthrown those who rose against you. You sent forth your wrath. It consumed them like stubble. And with the blast of your nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The flood stood upright like a heap. The depths congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My desire shall be satisfied on them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. You blew with your wind, the sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? You stretched out your right hand, the earth swallowed them. You, in your mercy, have led forth the people whom you have redeemed. You have guided them in your strength to your holy habitation. The people will hear and be afraid. Sorrow will take hold of the inhabitants of Philistia. Then the chiefs of Edom will be dismayed. The mighty men of Moab, trembling, will take hold of them. All the inhabitants of Canaan will melt away. Fear and dread will fall on them. By the greatness of your arm, they will be as still as a stone. Till your people pass over, O Lord, till the people pass over whom you have purchased. You will bring them in and plant them in the mountain of your inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which you have made for your own dwelling, the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. For the horses of Pharaoh went out with his chariots and his horsemen into the sea, and the Lord brought back the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. Then Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took the timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dancing. And Miriam answered them, I have some questions now that you've read this. What is the subject of this song? Yes? That is correct. And what else is the subject of this song? It's the past, okay? We are now delivered. But after, from the bottom in the left-hand side and onto the top of the second column, the past is not in view. What's in view? God's glory and the future. Okay? Sorrow would take hold of the inhabitants of Philistia. That's the future. That's the future. Why did I have you read this song? Because it's the first song in the scriptures, and it has to do with redemption. And the redemption out of Egypt is a shadow of the redemption that we have in Christ. And so when we read the rest of the portions of scripture, and it talks about the new song, you are redeemed. You are washed in the blood of Christ, and you have a new song. That new song is because you are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and you have life eternal. So let's stand to sing the next two hymns.
Thank you.
You may be seated. Let us pray. Our Father and God, we come to you and we come with praise and thanks in our hearts. We come to praise you and give you thanks because our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We thank you that you, in your great mercy and in your grace, did send forth your Son to be the propitiation for our sins, and that he now sits at your right hand interceding for us. We also thank you and praise you, Father, for the indwelling Spirit who enables us to call you Father, and that he too intercedes for us because we know not how to pray for ourselves. We thank you and praise you, Father, for the body of Christ. We thank you and praise you for each member and the opportunities that you give to us to stimulate one another to love and to good deeds and to encourage one another as we see the Lord approaching. We also thank you and praise you, Father, for your servants who are in various corners of the earth ministering the gospel of Christ. We especially thank you for your servants who are in the places of conflict. We know, Father, that you have called your people to be peacemakers and that you've called your people to pursue peace. So we ask that your servants would be those who would consistently proclaim the gospel, the message of the Prince of Peace, knowing that all men are at war with you until they are at peace with you through the blood of Jesus Christ. We praise you and thank you, Father, for your faithfulness, and we thank you for those who are sustained day by your mercy and grace. And we ask, Lord, that we ourselves would be aware every morning that your mercies are new and that we would pay attention to those things that express your grace and mercy in our daily lives. We thank you for your word, which is sharper than a two-edged sword, able to divide between the thought and the intent of our hearts. We thank you for the indwelling Spirit who convicts us of sin and righteousness and judgment, who leads us into truth, and who enables us to praise you. We thank you that you are the one who opens our mouth that we might show forth thy praise. We also praise you, Lord, because you know our thoughts from afar off, and you know the words upon our tongue before we utter them. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunities that you give us to share the gospel with other people. We ask that we would remember that the reason we are here on earth is to proclaim the gospel of Christ, that there would be sinners who would repent, who would be converted, and that your kingdom would grow. We thank you for gathering us together this day, Father, and we thank you for the opportunities that people have to gather together with their families. We ask that each gathering would be a gathering of saints who would glorify you for your daily provision. And we thank you, Father, that you provide even the breath that we draw. In Jesus' name, amen. Reading from Revelation 5, and the portion I'm going to be reading is a heavenly scene, beginning with verse 8. And the four living creatures, each of them with six wings, are full of eyes all round and within. And day and night they never cease to say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." And whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who is seated on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who is seated on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created." And then also from Revelation 5, and they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your body you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth. That's your hope, and that's who you are as God's child. You are a king and a priest in his kingdom. Let's stand to sing the wondrous love. Then I looked, and behold, on Mount Zion stood the Lamb, and with him 144,000, who had his name and his Father's name written on their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, like the roar of many waters, and like the sound of loud thunder. The voice I heard was like the sound of harpists playing on their harps, and they were singing a new song before the throne, and before the living creatures, and before the elders. No one could learn that song except the 144,000 who had been redeemed from the earth.